playing hide and seek with God. Stop playing childish games. From Scripture, we read, "Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord, and whose deeds are done in a dark place. And they say, 'Who sees us, or who knows us?'" From Isaiah 29, verse 15. Okay, remember when you played hide-and-seek as a child? Talking to my friends, I know that many of us tried to play a version of this game with our parents as teenagers when we wanted to do something they told us not to do. What happened? They always seemed to find out what we were doing. Yes, busted. No, you were in trouble for two things. The thing you did, and the fact that you attempted to hide it or cover it up. Usually, after a correction, spanking in my house, being grounded, or some other painful loss of privilege, there was a stern warning, "Don't you ever try to hide things from me." This verse suggested is the same with God. Ever since Adam and Eve tried to hide from God in the garden, we try to hide when we choose to disobey God. Just as parents seem to have eyes in the back of their head, God sees everything we do. When will we come to realize this and accept the fact that it is impossible to hide from God? We don't ever get away with bad behavior or disobedience. Stop walking around in denial. Sooner or later, we will have to face the consequences. Stop playing games with God today. Hide and seek is a child's game, not for adults who want a real and intimate relationship with God. Child of God, heed Paul's words when he says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, "When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things." Isn't it time you put away childish things and quit trying to hide from God? Lord, thank you for your patience and for putting up with me when I am childish and play silly games with you. Holy Spirit, teach me to trust in God's love for me and to never doubt His perfect will for my life. Father, I commit today to never attempt to hide from you again. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.